One of the most prominent Baltimore writers is the award-winning Jessica Anya Blau. She's just come out with her fourth novel. It's called The Trouble with Lexi. It's lovely to welcome you to WBJC. Thanks so much for coming in, Jessica.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So this has been described as a perfect cocktail of naughtiness, heart, adventure, and humor. And it has to be said that people who review your books do talk about the humor. And yet what gives it an extra dimension is that you are dealing with subject matter that is really quite serious. I mean, Lexi is somebody, amongst other things, who had abandonment issues.
Yes, her father's an alcoholic who abandoned her. Her mother pretty much kicked her out of the house. She definitely has issues. She's insecure. She tries to be good. She wants to be good. She wants to do good. She's somebody with an incredibly good heart who wants to be good and is dealing with the temptations of money and an easy life and those sorts of things. And yeah, so there are serious issues in there. And, you know, like all my other books, I'm never trying to be funny. And so I don't realize it's funny. And in fact, when they put Nick Hornby's blurb on the cover, I called my editor and I said, "But Kate, is this book funny?" Like, you know, because I've never realized they're funny until I read them out loud to people and people laugh. And I think, oh, I guess that's funny. And so I called her and said, "Kate, is this one funny?" And she said, "You can't help it. It is funny." I thought, okay, if you think it's funny, we'll keep that blurb on the cover.
How do you get inside a character? How autobiographical is your work?
Some of it is more autobiographical than others. But once I'm into the writing and in that zone, it takes on its own life. And it's almost like acting, which I did as a kid. I went to acting camps every summer. So it's almost like it's autobiographical in that when I'm writing it, I am that person. But it's not me. So, I mean, internally, like her internal life very much resembles mine. She has panic attacks and anxiety disorder, which, of course, I suffer from. And she wants to be good. And I'm always trying to be good. And she makes some poor choices. And, of course, I've made numerous poor choices in my life. I've had so many wrong turns. It's just pathetic. But she does things I haven't done. Like maybe I have a little more self-awareness or I'm not sure, but somehow I've been saved from making some of the disastrous wrong turns she makes.
Tell me about the life of a book from the moment that you get the germ of the idea and the trajectory as you develop it and it comes alive.
Yeah, nobody's ever asked me that. It's a nice question. With this book, I had three novel starts and they were all interesting to me. They were all things I wanted to pursue. And I sent them to my editor and I said, "Which one interests you the most?" And she said, "Lexi." And I had written a short story about Lexi. So that's what I'd sent her, was the short story. And she said, "Lexi's the most interesting." So I was happy to dive into it. Then I never know where I'm going as I'm writing. It's like I only write as far as I can see. It's the doctoral quote about driving at night and being able to see what's in your headlights. So I'm definitely a headlight writer. And so I'm just writing forward. And then when I get to the end, in all four of my books, I've written a terrible ending that my editor has then told me was awful and that I had to rework. And, you know, knock on wood, I've found the right ending after working at it and working at it. But it's almost like 2 years or, you know, of writing the book and then 3 months of rewriting the ending. And I'm not sure if I'm getting any better at it, but maybe I'm getting better at solving the problem when I get there.
It's been such a pleasure to talk to Jessica Anya Blau. Her fourth novel, The Trouble with Lexi, has just been published by HarperCollins. More information is on Jessica's website, which is jessicaanyablau.com. And thank you so much for coming in and good luck with your next project.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.